Attacks on Egypt's Christian community have worsened since the ousting of the Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in July. Now the Coptic Pope has suspended public meetings in Cairo because of fears of violence against his congregation. A senior Copt here in Britain, Bishop Angelos, said opportunities for reconciliation in Egypt were being overshadowed by what he called unprecedented violence against Christians across the country. Joining us live is John McManus. And John, what is the background to this and the unprecedented violence against Christians the bishop's talking about?
Well, these are some pretty nasty attacks that the church is detailing. They include attacks on Christians and on churches. For example, one example involved a congregation being locked inside a church building while they were threatened and the flag of Al-Qaeda was raised on the premises. Other examples where Christian businesses have been burnt down. And also, the church says, phone-in programmes on television on Egyptian TV where people are calling in and openly calling for the eradication of Christians. Now, why is this happening? Well, many Islamists view Christians as a kind of enemy within, not just a different religion, but a community who might be colluding in their eyes with other Christian Western allies such as Britain and the United States. And in their minds, they're a threat. This was reinforced recently when the chief of the army went on television to announce that President Morsi was being overthrown. He was supported in that statement, not just by Egypt's most senior Muslim cleric, but also by Pope Tewodros. That was intended as a show of unity for the nation, says the church. But for many Islamists, for many Muslim Brotherhood supporters, that was a sign that the Copts had helped to overthrow their democratically elected leader.
And John, are the authorities not doing anything to curb the violence against Copts?
Well, that's the allegation made by a group of 16 human rights organisations within Egypt. They issued a statement on Wednesday questioning why the authorities had failed to protect Christians. They've called for the law to be more rigidly enforced, and they say that traditional methods of dealing with this kind of thing, such as mediation between the different groups, isn't working because the stronger, more aggressive parties inevitably come out on top. Instead, they want an independent review into why the security services just don't seem to be able to protect Christians.
John, thank you very much. John McManus with the latest.